In a sense, the clock was the entire Minster and its basement. When most people spoke of the clock, though, they meant its four dials, which were mounted high on the walls of the Presidium, the Minster's central tower. The dials had been crafted in different ages, and each showed the time in a different way. But all four were connected to the same internal works. Each proclaimed the time, the day of the week, the month, the phase of the moon, the year, and, for those who knew how to read them, a lot of other cosmographical arcana. The Presidium stood on four pillars, and for most of its height was square in cross-section. Not far above the dials, however, the corners of the square floor plan were cleaved off, making it into an octagon, and not far above that, the octagon became a 16-sided polygon, and above that, it became round. The roof of the Presidium was a disc, or rather a lens, as it bulged up slightly in the middle to shed rainwater. It supported the megaliths, domes, penthouses, and turrets of the Starhenge, which drove and was driven by the same clockworks that ran the dials. Below each dial was a belfry, screened behind tracery. Below the belfries, the tower flung out plunging arcs of stone called buttresses to steady itself. Those found footing amid the topmost spires of four outlying towers, shorter and squatter than the Presidium, but built to the same general plan. The towers were webbed to one another by systems of arches and spans of tracery that swallowed the lower half of the Presidium and formed the broad plan of the Minster. The Minster had a ceiling of stone, steeply vaulted. Above the vaults, a flat roof had been framed. Built upon that roof was the aerie of the Warden Fendant. Its inner court, squared around the Presidium, was roofed and walled and diced up into storerooms and headquarters, but its periphery was an open walkway on which the Fendant's sentinels could pace a full circuit of the Minster in a few minutes' time, seeing to the horizon in all directions, except where blocked by a buttress, pier, spire, or pinnacle. This ledge was supported by dozens of close-spaced braces that curved up and out from the walls below. The end of each brace served as a perch for a gargoyle keeping eternal vigil. Half of them, the Fendant gargoyles, gazed outward. The other half, the Regulant gargoyles, bent their scaly necks and aimed their pointy ears and slitted eyes into the consent spread below. Tucked between the braces and shaded below the sentinel's walkway were the squat Mathic arches of the Warden Regulant's windows. Few places in the consent could not be spied on from at least one of these. And, of course, we knew them all by heart.